Hello, everybody, and welcome to the XI Gaming Podcast, the place where you come for the games, but you stay for the experience. My name is Chris, and today I am joined, this morning, on the couch by my very best friend, James D. Downey. James, just a pleasure to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here, Chris.
Yes. Did you like that? Did you like where I went with that?
I did like it, although the one part that you said you wanted to take out of it, you can't.
What was that?
You see, we stay for the games.
You come for the games. What did I do?
It used to be you come for the games, you stay for the truth. And you were like, but we don't even do games anymore, so let's cut it out.
Yeah.
And then you said you come for the games, but you stay for the experience.
You do stay for the experience.
You come for the experience, and you stay.
We've established that. Episode 47 was the experience.
Yeah.
Agent 47 was here. Go watch it if you haven't seen that.
We should have done something for that.
D, it is episode 48 of the podcast. We are growing ever closer to the 50th. The big 5-0, and I feel that we're going to build this one up like we did the 40th, and still do nothing about it.
Did we do nothing for the 40th at all?
No.
No, like, we'll do something for the 50th. We'll have to do something for it.
We'll have to do something, yeah. Have to go out in a bang. I mean...
What?
It is the 18th of May. We are slowly kicking the crap out of May.
Yeah, it's not really kicking the crap out of it. It's more of a slog.
It's quite a slog.
It's got a couple of digs in.
But still, 2 weeks and we're pretty much through it, you know?
True.
I was making up work rotas the other day at work. And
what?
I was making up work rotas, you know, at home. I was doing the ones for June, and I was like, fuck, it's June now in like 2 weeks.
It's awful.
It's June. That means summer has started. That means these summer plans can commence.
Summer has sprung, as they say.
Summer has sprung, and I can finally get around to building my treehouse.
Finally. You know, that's just put it off.
Yeah.
It's not summer
yet. I have to wait for June. Treehouse building season starts.
It starts in earnest, Chris, around mid-July, so.
Yeah.
That's where we're really good.
I want to be well prepared. I want to have all my lumber ready.
Yeah. Excuse me.
It's been another eventful week, D.
It's been an okay week for me.
You want to tell me a little bit about how your week has been?
I mean,
is that what
really
we normally do now? Yeah? Yeah. It's weird because we're doing this on a Friday morn, which is a little bit different for us.
Yeah, very different for us, actually.
It's normally a Saturday morn / night.
Yeah.
Saturday in general.
But we're doing Friday morning this time.
We're doing Friday.
It feels like Saturday, though, which is cool.
We're both off tomorrow. It's going to be just a tremendous... And it's given good weather, D. And it's the FA Cup final tomorrow. It's going to be great.
Something else on this weekend. Oh, yeah. The Royal Wedding. Can't wait to tune in.
Oh, how did I forget about that?
I don't know.
Cannot wait.
Can't believe
cannot
you
cannot wait.
That
I have a TiVo'd. I'm ready to record.
I bought TiVo.
I bought TiVo. No, D, how's your week been?
Chris, I'm going to be honest with you. It's been meh. It's been meh.
No way.
Meh. Meh.
Meh. Moo point.
We did the last podcast on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then you edited it. So I had nothing. I didn't know what to do myself.
How did that feel, knowing that you didn't have to edit?
I literally did not know what to do myself.
Whereas me and the ham was the most stressed person in the world. It's like, it's been so long from I've done this. Didn't give myself the right time scale. Editing was
Did you find it difficult to come back into it?
Not actually editing it. I mean, when I got home that evening, I synced it up real quick. Sync the audio up. So then all I'd have to do was go through the next day and put the, you know, the... like the filler pictures in with the camera stops, because I need to get them off you.
Yep.
And yeah, that was pretty much it. I got that banged out pretty quick.
Put a nice wee snazzy intro on it.
Nice wee snazzy intro. Exported it. It actually didn't take long to export, but as you say, I forgot. I exported it in 1080.
Yeah, yeah. So the files.
For your viewing pleasure. The one I edit or export in 1080 is the one that's done the poorest in the past while. So the highest quality one.
Quality doesn't work, Chris.
No,
it's all about quantity.
Yeah. Should I export it like 4 or 5 times?
Raw quantity.
But no, I didn't find it too bad. No.
Well, that's good.
It was the uploading was the stressful bit.
Oh, yeah?
Just that, like it pausing at like 80%, and I'm just like, oh, don't do this now.
YouTube, you are a fickle bitch.
Yeah, it really is.
God, man.
I think I'm just going to go stick with the wired connection from now on.
Probably a sensible idea.
Yeah.
I have, in Belfast, the router is in my room.
Oh, nice.
So I have everything like within a meter of it.
Yeah.
And a wireless all the way. I don't know why. Like,
people always say like wireless is the way forward, but wired is just stronger.
No, wireless is just convenience. Like, you know, it's because you can use your phone and you can be connected to the internet. But wired is like way noticeably quicker.
Yeah. Noticeably quicker, more reliant.
Yeah, right enough.
Probably cheaper, I guess.
Somehow.
But yeah, your week then. So you didn't have to edit the podcast.
Yeah, so Sunday was just kind of like a proper Sunday for me. I just sat there and I did fuck all. Like, I really did fuck all.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of anything I did on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't have those things to kind of like set up a weekend on. I just fucking watched. No?
Yeah, nothing games. Happened on Sunday.
Okay, I don't even think I played. I have no idea what I did. I know I went to Belfast.
Yeah.
And I said I wasn't going to have a Domino's this week.
Yes.
And I did.
Yes, sir.
I did anyway. At a large. Oh. Double decadence.
Oh.
I was like, I said to you in the last podcast, I was like, I don't think I'm going to do that anymore.
I knew deep down. I was like, he's going to have one.
You sowed the seeds of doubt as well. You were like, no, I think you should.
I am the sow seeder of doubt.
The sow seeder.
Doth doubt. Yes.
I had a large
double
bagger. It was great.
What'd you have on it? Double pepperoni?
Just regular pepperoni. You don't get that much from double pepperoni, I found.
I'm just not a fan of pepperoni on pizza.
Why not?
I don't know. I just don't like it.
It's classic.
Yeah.
You'd be the type of person to say, I don't like pepperoni. I love salami, but I don't like pepperoni. Bet you, is that right?
Yes.
It's basically the same meat, Chris.
It's not the same
meat. It's not, but it's basically the same.
Not the same meat. I haven't had salami in a long time. This is the thing, right? Domino's took salami off their menu.
Ooh,
right? So you couldn't pick it from like their sheet anymore of toppings.
Yeah.
Yet they do a pizza with salami on it, which leads me to believe that it's still there. They just don't want you to order it. I used to get salami on it and it was fantastic. Because salami's not as oily as pepperoni. You know how you open up the box and pepperoni and you got that oil residue? I hate that. That's what puts me off pepperoni.
No, that's the fucking, that's the lifeblood of the pizza, man.
No, the lifeblood of the pizza is the marinara.
It's followed important.
Closely by the cheese.
No, right, look, the marinara is like the heart, the blood. But the oil is the soul of the pizza, Chris.
Mm.
You need that oil.
I would say maybe that the cheese is the heart of the pizza and the marinara are like the veins and arteries. They carry the
marinara is like the main aortic valves, right? That transport the blood, the lifeblood. I don't know. Where is this analogy going?
The crust is the capillaries.
Fuck's sake.
Anatomy with Xate. So you had a pizza and it was delicious. A double decadence pizza and it was delicious.
I have to admit it was delicious.
Oh, good. Tell you why it was delicious, because you weren't going to have one. And you know that you were like, nah.
Pretty much, yeah. Then I had another one on Tuesday. So again, it really shot all over my plans for the week. I had a KFC on the Monday as well. I'm just awful.
Oh, you know what they say. You make plans, Domino's laughs at
Domino's
them.
Domino's laughs at them. And then, I made myself spaghetti and garlic bread, though, on Wednesday, which was delicious.
I am craving a mega box from KFC.
What's in a mega box? It's just like a...
one piece in the bone, one piece off the bone, two hot wings, gravy, fries.
That sounds pretty good. I got a boneless banquet and a Streetwise mini fillet.
Oh, brilliant.
Meal.
Brilliant.
So that was five mini fillets total. Two portions of chips.
Yeah.
Popcorn chicken.
Brilliant.
And sauce. Gravy.
Was it great?
It was great.
Yeah. Oh, God. I've been craving a KFC. I might get one today. Although, I'm going to get KFC today. Because I was going to say, I'm going to go to Monaghan. But I was going to say, McDonald's is there.
Yeah.
But there's also a KFC there. I've seen it last night.
It's got it all, Chris. Got it all. So... that was basically it, Chris. I did play one game this week. Tomb Raider Definitive Edition. Jumped back into it.
What brought you to that conclusion?
Just because I was like...
that kind of brings up my community question of the week. But do you want me to keep it until the latter half of the podcast? Or we go with it now? No, I'll keep it.
Okay,
so we have something to discuss later. We're struggling.
So I was... I was finished Far Cry and I was more or less considered myself finished God of War. I was like, I don't really want to jump back into it yet. I was like, what game will I play instead? And I was like, Definitive Edition's been sitting there for like a year and a half. Haven't played it.
Such a untouched. Good game.
So I decided to play it.
What if you got it on Xbox?
Yeah. It was with Games for Gold 1 week.
That's right.
I just saved it. I was like, I'll play that someday. And I finally
did. Brilliant. Well done.
Pretty good, yeah. I definitely do prefer Rise so far. Yeah. Just the way the mechanics.
Yeah,
they're basically identical, but it's just so much smoother in Rise.
Yeah, yeah. They improved in a lot of things in Rise.
Yeah, but I'm excited to get back in that game because it's been like 4 or 5 years since I played it. I originally played it on the 360. Like.
Yeah, fantastic game. I love it. I forget a large chunk of that story as well.
I barely remembered any of it. Like,
I'll play it at some point too. Pick it up on PS4. It's still quite dear to pick up pre-owned though. It's still like 25 quid. And I'm like, I'm not paying 25 quid.
Oh, do I have to get off of you at some point?
Ratchet?
Doom.
Oh.
Ratchet 2.
Ratchet. You can get it today.
Yeah, I'll get it today.
I'll get you today whenever.
Because I need a new game. I don't really want to play Tomb Raider because I'm just like...
It's just filler.
Yeah, it was there. I want to play a new game that I haven't played before.
Man, you can have Doom on the not assumption, on the not responsibility.
Oh, like the prerequisite that I play.
That's a great word.
That I play Ratchet.
That you play Ratchet, yeah.
100%. Okay, I can fulfill them obligations.
I'm jealous of your weekend already.
I'm just not gonna touch them either. I'll get them. They'll sit there.
Sit there, yeah. Anything else this week?
Anything else this week? I don't think so. Oh, I watched John Wick.
How is it?
It's a very good film.
Did you buy it?
No, it's on Netflix. So
ah, right, okay.
And I was. It's a
movie series that a lot of people love, and they've confirmed John Wick 3. That'd be right.
Yeah,
recently,
they have.
So
I can see why. Like, I was watching it at the start, and I was like, okay, it just seems like a standard kind of like. I was expecting something like Taken, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like a really competent kind of badass character taking names.
Yeah.
Killing bitches. And that's kind of what I was expecting. And then it was like, there was kind of like an emotional aspect to it. I enjoyed that.
Nice.
But then whenever he like, it's just so well done, Chris. Whenever he like assumes his like, what would you call it? Like the mantle of John Wick. Like,
yeah.
You realize like he was a big name in like the criminal underworld. Like,
right.
It's fucked. Just the way other people talk about them. They were like, that's John Wick's car. And you realize this guy is like a big deal.
Is Keanu good in it? Yeah,
he's brilliant in it.
Right, okay.
He put himself through some serious work. Like,
yeah,
he's really fucking in great shape. And like, apparently, he's done all the fights and all the driving and basically all the stunts himself.
Wow.
And like, some impressive.
Those
shit,
movies do really, really well. So I'm gonna see if I can maybe pick those up in Blu-ray.
Yeah, that would be an excellent shout. Because I watched it and not like it
the
wasn't
standard.
Because I was streaming it, it was kind of like sometimes HD, sometimes not. And I was like, fuck, I really wish I was watching this on like a big ass TV and fucking Blu-ray.
Nice.
But it's a very good film. You enjoy it.
Yeah.
You definitely enjoy it.
I look forward to that.
Watch John Wick. I'm watching Arrested Development again.
Oh, nice.
Because season 5 is coming out at the end of this month.
Have you watched Arrested Development before, yeah?
Multiple times.
Oh.
The first three seasons, I have seen, I'd say, 2 or 3 times total. Wow. Like, watch-throughs. And then season 4, this is like my second time watching season 4.
No idea what it is.
It's just a crazy comedy, Chris, and it's
up there as one of the greatest television shows of all time.
It would be one of the greatest comedies of all time for sure.
Wow.
It's just really well done. Like, the running jokes and like the dedication to the characters and to their like the running gags is amazing. Like,
okay. That could be one for me to pick up too.
Should be, Chris.
Many series of it? So there's 4 and then they're doing 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's still going.
Yeah, it's still going.
Right, okay.
People are very, very eager to see the new season.
Good. Good.
But that's basically been it, hey?
We went to cinema last night.
Oh, we did, yeah. We're going to talk about that in our main topic, though.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Seen, right there, Deadpool.
Deadpool 2.
2.
Well, we'll get to that. I had a rather uneventful week myself, D. So we did the last podcast. I then went to edit podcasts. Had a little bit of trouble uploading podcast. Got it uploaded because I was working all weekend, so I was trying to tie that in between. Then was working all week, so I worked. We did the last podcast on Saturday evening.
It was Saturday night, yeah.
Saturday night. So yeah, I worked through to
night.
Yesterday, and then anything happened during the week? No,
nothing.
Nothing happened during the week.
You bought something anyway?
Oh, okay. So first of all, I got new Minecraft.
Oh, that, yeah.
The Explorers pack, for Xbox One. Having a little bit of difficulty with it. That's why there's no midweek Minecraft this week. I was just expecting a pretty smooth transition between one to the next. It didn't really happen, so I updated the old Minecraft.
Bumpy road.
It is quite a bumpy road. And I'm in two minds on what to do with the whole midweek Minecraft thing now.
Two minds?
Brilliant. Didn't even think about it. Just came naturally. But yeah, I don't really know what to do with that, so leave it with me, and we'll see. What I bought, D, and you'll appreciate this now, is Neil Gaiman's Norse mythology book on hardback.
Ah, nice.
Seen it on offer on Amazon for £9. There was one left. Hardback cover as well. I was like, this book looks terrific. I actually seen it on one of the girls I follow on Instagram. It was in her story. She was like, oh, I'm going to start reading this. So I was like, that looks brilliant. So I went and... There was one left, £9. I was like, I'm getting this. Apparently, it's a phenomenal book.
That's it. Shawnee Mack was talking about 2 weeks ago.
So I'm going to get stuck into it. And hopefully, it'll kind of spur me to go back into God of War and, you know, get the
immerse
myself. Get myself ready for God of War 2.
For Ragnarok.
For Ragnarok, yeah. So that's what I bought.
Good. That's excellent. When's the last time you read a book out of interest?
I'm reading one at the minute.
Oh yeah.
But it's like, it's my bog book, you know, when I'm sitting on the toilet, I read that book. I'm reading The Slab, Gears of War, The Slab. Oh yeah.
But you've read it before, right?
Multiple times.
Yeah.
Last time I read like a fresh book was the second part of the Five Nights at Freddy's book.
Oh yeah.
Which was good. Not as good as the first, but still quite good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was probably the last time.
I miss reading books. Like, I don't, like, the last book I read was like around just after Christmas. I read one of The Witcher.
I get great fulfillment out of reading books.
I know, yeah.
It's so good.
Like. But it's kind of like something that I would always put off is like, if I have a film to watch over reading a book, I'm like, well, I'll watch the film because it'll be done in an hour and a half.
Yeah, whereas I could read, yeah.
The book requires quite a commitment of time. Yeah. So I always put them off. But then when I do get into a good book, like, I fucking love it.
Yeah,
like.
I know. I still have like The Hobbit and the third Lord of the Rings book to read as well.
I've read half of The Hobbit. It's good, like, it is good, but it's like, you need to go into it understanding that it was sort of intended as like a children's, like a teal.
A teal, yeah.
You know, it's not like The Lord of the Rings where it's like, but it's still good.
Yeah.
Better than the films, anyway.
I'll get around to that eventually, but I'm in absolutely zero rush for that.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a pretty big commitment.
So I'm looking forward to that arriving. I'll play that. Or I'm
gonna play the shit out of that book, man.
I'll read that when it gets here and hopefully immerse myself into Norse mythology.
Should be good.
What else did I do this week? Nothing. Haven't had any nice food.
What?
Haven't. Nah.
No nice food. Like.
No, I think.
No meal that you just went like, fuck, that was lovely. That's a bad way to be living, Chris.
Either get busy living or you get busy dying. No, nothing. Last Sunday I got a Waters's.
Oh, yeah. After that's right.
Work. It was pretty good. But no, nothing after
delicious.
That.
Good for him.
I've had a lot of snacks. Yes. We're eating a lot of snacks at work.
It's a dangerous game, Chris.
Remember I was telling you that the good weather and everyone's in, just been in a real good mood at work?
Everyone's in high spirits.
There's been a lot of snacks floating about the office. And we need a lot of snacks. Still trying to get those calories in. All my snacks...
Oh, yeah, you're on the up and up with the calories. Well, that's not so bad then.
One of mine last night was actually... Can we talk a little bit about our cinema experience before we talk about Deadpool?
Yeah, I think so.
So I went to the cinema last night. Monaghan went to IMAX, obviously, to see Deadpool. I took with me... See, it was such good weather, D, I couldn't wear my coat.
You couldn't smuggle in your goods in the coat.
I couldn't smuggle in my coffee.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to take either coffee or a couple of beers. A couple of the Molson.
That's a bold one, though, like...
It used to be done all the time when I worked in Armagh.
And you knew, you were just kind of like, you weren't supposed to allow
you
it.
You could hear the clanking, but you can't ask someone to take off their coat.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can't look inside someone's bags. But if you see it in the bag, you can ask them to remove it.
Yeah.
But if the bag's shut and you hear it, there's nothing you can do.
Fair enough.
So, you know, we just kind of get on with it. But yeah, I would have liked to really, I think that would have been a movie that would have benefited from a beer or two.
Maybe, yeah.
Or coffee. Definitely coffee. Good
coffee's always good, I suppose.
Because it was such a nice crowd at the cinema last night, too.
I thought it was an excellent crowd.
Excellent. It was just enough people in that, Max.
Just to make it fun to have, like, you know, other people enjoying the film.
It was the same amount of people that was in Blade Runner, only it was a much more lighthearted movie, so it just felt like...
Everyone was, like... I wouldn't say they were involved, but because, like, the comedy was so appealing, like, everyone was just, like, laughing at different parts. Yeah. And that made you find those parts funnier.
Funnier.
I just thought it was excellent.
Even if it's a part that you wouldn't have normally found that funny because people were laughing, you laughed.
Yeah, you got drawn.
So it was a great crowd. I didn't get any, like, snacks. I had a Kinder Bueno Dark and I had a Mars protein bar.
I've seen on your Instagram, you put up, like, a Mars protein bar and maybe a VitHit or something like that.
Every day.
And you were like, perfect thing. And I was like,
every day.
A Mars protein bar?
Mars protein bar. Because the Snickers and Mars have both come into store and I had the Snickers and I wasn't blown away by it. And the Mars has 1 extra gram of protein. And I'm all about getting those grams of protein.
But like, is it not like mank?
No, it's actually very, very good. It's soft. It's not like a chewy real like a protein. You know how protein bars are kind of tough at times. This is just a really good bar. And I normally have it and a coffee every day at work at 9 a.m.
What a way to kick off your day.
That's like my mid-morning. I've kicked off my day with breakfast, and then I'll have that mid-morning, and then I'll have my lunch after that.
You have to eat like every fucking 2 hours, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just need to keep eating.
What a life. What a life.
But yeah, that's about it. I'm craving a mega box from KFC, like I said.
There you go.
Going
to make that happen?
I'm going to make that happen.
Is that thought going to become a thing, Chris?
It's going to definitely become a thing. I'm getting really involved in Minecraft at the minute, too, as I was telling you.
Yeah.
I've recently started the zombie farm. It's going very well.
What is the purpose of a zombie farm? Just for XP?
XP and, I mean, if I want rotten flesh, it's there.
You know?
A lot of the zombies that are spawning, though, are spawning in, like, leather armor and gold armor and stuff like that. You know, so the odd helmet and stuff. So I'm collecting those resources. I don't really see... There's not much value. I kind of... One of them was a zombie villager. Now I'm hoping if I can, next time that happens, instead of just killing them, because I've set up my mob spawner, the mobs spawn, they fall into a river, and they flow
down,
then they fall 16 blocks, so that they're down to like just one hit.
Health. Yeah.
And at that point, I need to make a more solid way of getting down to them and killing them. But there was a zombie villager, and I think if that happens next time, I'm going to try to switch off the spawner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Isolate him.
Isolate him. Get him to chase me. Lock him up, and then we'll turn him back into a regular villager.
It's a golden apple. I think turns a zombie villager.
Is it golden apple?
I think it's a golden apple.
It's a good thing I found one of those actually in a chest in the mines.
A golden apple?
Yeah,
nice one. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a
make gold. Is it just apple?
You get an apple and you surround it with gold.
Surround it with gold.
That's what you do it in PC. I don't know how it works.
A lot of gold. Probably is.
Yeah, you need like what?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pieces of gold.
8 pieces of gold. One apple and an apple. Yeah, I don't know if it's a bar of gold or a nugget of gold.
Well, that's good, because I'm going to start a gold farm as well. Because zombie pigmen drop gold, so if I can get them...
You need a nether portal.
I have a nether portal.
Yeah.
So if I can get them coming back at me
from the nether,
I'll kill them, steal their gold.
One thing that you can do for... This is just like, you know, top Minecraft tips. You just make like a bunch of nether portals or a massive one.
Yeah.
They'll occasionally just like spawn through.
Just walk through?
It'll just one walk through.
Yeah, that happened in the recent video. I was walking back from another portal and there was just a zombie pig just stand there. I was like, oh!
So if you set up like some sort of trap, like just to burn those fuckers when they come in, there you go. Got some gold.
Now here's my other question. Zombie pigmen don't attack you in the nether unless you attack one of them.
Yeah.
If I attack one of them in the overworld and I go into the nether, will they be attacking me?
Good question. Don't know.
I guess we're going to have to find
out. Don't have the answer to that one, Chris. I know that they do not quit.
Yeah.
You attack one of them and then you stay in the nether, you lose them, and you spend 20 minutes doing other stuff.
They're still going to find you.
They're
relentless, those little guys.
But
I'm really into Minecraft at the minute. I'm going to play some more of that over the weekend and hopefully get midweek Minecraft back up and running for next week.
Tidy. What are you going to do tonight? Possibly.
Huh?
What are you going to watch tonight? Sorry, possibly.
Interstellar.
Yes.
Interstellar, possibly tonight. Yes, absolutely.
Terrific.
Either tonight or tomorrow will be dedicated to Interstellar. Or Logan. I'm really in the mood to watch Logan as well.
Both good shouts, though. Both excellent
shouts.
Logan's
such a good movie, man. There's so many good pieces in Logan, but I haven't seen Interstellar.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Interstellar tonight, Logan tomorrow night.
I'm coming off big movies at the minute. I haven't done this in quite a while. And the last time I did this, I went in like a spree of like 5 or 6 just epic movies, one just outdoing the next. And it was just, it blew my mind up.
Yeah. Sweet.
So hopefully we just keep going like that. But that's my conclusive plans for the weekend.
There you have it.
I'll watch the Royal Wedding. I mean, FA Cup final.
Yeah.
Got to see that dress. But yeah, that's about it. Quiet week.
That's it. Tell you what, though. For a quiet week, we still talked a lot about it. We're getting better.
We are getting better.
At our discussional skills.
Skills, yes, indeed. Oh, I'm watching a lot of Parks and Rec at the minute.
Oh, yeah.
Cannot put that down.
Great show.
The phrase I'd use for this. Cannot switch it off.
I just can't put it down.
It's gotten way, way too good. It's super funny at the minute. Like,
it hits its prime.
I think I've got like 2 episodes left of season 3 and it's like,
have you met little Sebastian yet?
Yeah. Little Sebastian's brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Yeah, little Sebastian.
Oh, fucking hell.
Little Sebastian broke free.
Yeah.
And had a rescue him.
At the Harvest Festival.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking brilliant. Hell.
Pawnee's Harvest Fest.
Fucking hell. That show is class. Like,
it's brilliant show. Highly recommend.
You'll come to love it.
Very, very good. But yes, D, shall we segue into the news?
Shall we segue? Yes.
What? Did I do this before or after the news?
What?
The normal. Find this podcast and all the other podcasts.
We don't really do it.
No, it's now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's now, and then there's one after the main topic.
Yeah.
So guys, remember you can find this podcast and all of our previous podcasts over at youtube.com. Just search for XI Gaming. We can find
the video versions. 7 more people subscribe, you can find it at youtube.com/XI.
We're going to bring that up after, but I want to welcome and say hello to everybody and all our new subscribers to this podcast. I'll probably use this as part of the intro as well.
Okay, cool.
So it looks like I remember them at the very start.
It wasn't like a moment, oh fuck yeah.
But hello and welcome to the channel. This is the podcast. This happens weekly on a Monday, sometimes Tuesday.
Yeah.
But definitely a Monday.
This Monday? Well, if it's up on a Monday, definitely a Monday. But if this is up on a Tuesday, it's merely Monday. We've had a lot of Tuesdays recently.
I don't like it. It needs to be a Monday podcast.
It's a Monday thing.
got one more day there to build the views on it, you know? I mean, just good. Just good business. Yes, remember that you can also take the podcast with you on the go. Just use iTunes, use any other podcast hosting service like Stitcher or...
Podcast Addict.
I was going to say Podcast Jack. Like, what the hell is that?
Podcast Jack.
But yes, you can do that. Take us with you on the go, wherever you may be.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to everybody who's been tuning in and keeping up to date with everything. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Just search for Excite Gaming or Team Excite on any of those platforms. So with that being said, Dean, now we can segue into the news.
Natural.
Or Shawny Mac would say segue into the news.
He just doesn't get it.
He doesn't.
He doesn't get what this is about.
Fresh baby face.
Oh, we can say that because we know for a fact he doesn't listen to the podcast.
This is the one he'll listen to.
Yeah. Hey, Shawny.
I got some news, D. You got some news, D.
I got some news. I have to find the app that has the news, Chris.
I have some kind of local news, if you call it that.
Oh, yeah. Go for that. I like that.
So... the iconic Canadian coffee store Tim Hortons is opening its first restaurant in Northern Ireland.
Really?
In Belfast this week. No, next week.
Why I get so excited about that?
Yeah.
I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, but they do great donuts.
Yeah, that's cool.
The chain's new store opens in Belfast Fountain Street on May 25th, right before your birthday.
There you go.
Get
myself a donut.
It's the first of a number of locations planned to open in Northern Ireland over the coming year, creating scores of new jobs at all levels, and on opening day, the first 100 people in the line will receive a free lunch once the doors open, and the first person in the queue will win a year's supply of free Tim Hortons famous brewed coffee.
I'm there.
A year's supply of free coffee.
Don't drink coffee, but I'm there.
But if you're in the queue, just remember to use discount code XIGaming and get 10% off every coffee at Tim Hortons.
We're sponsored by Tim Hortons now.
Not an ad.
That's cool.
That's amazing. A year supply.
I just know. I don't care about the year supply of coffee. I just need Tim Hortons coming to.
Part of me wants to literally see if I'm off work, and if so, go up the night before. Well, maybe possibly two nights before, and just wait. No, well, no, the night before should do.
It's not worth it.
First person in queue
for a year supplies of coffee.
Yeah.
Go up every go up at the start of every week and get your week's supply.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, that's some going. Like.
Yeah. But that's happening in Belfast, and I think I got to add to that. Professional ice hockey player Tim Horton opened his first shop in 1964, aiming to create a space where everyone would feel at home. Over a half century later, the chain claims nearly 8 out of 10 cups of coffee are sold, and over 5 million Canadians visit a Tim Hortons on a daily basis.
We're actually not sponsored by Tim Hortons, despite what it may sound like.
I know a fellow who absolutely adores Tim Hortons.
Yeah, is a person... who's occasionally on this podcast?
James Singleton. He adores it. He loves everything Canadian, so.
Yeah. But to say Canada's got it going, like.
Canadian's
Canada
got it going.
Has got it going.
Yeah. I'm going to Canada at some point, too. You know that?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That's one of, like, I would, if you give me the option of going to America or Canada, I'd go to Canada.
Would you?
Down. Yeah.
Just to travel or to live or to work or what?
All three.
Yeah, same.
If you had to make me choose.
I don't know why I asked if the answer was the same. I think that's else you want to add?
Pretty interesting news. I've got mainly gaming news, Chris.
Have you got nothing on Tim Horton? No.
We're gonna have to. Sorry. Our sponsors are Tim Horton, but that's all we have for this week.
Yep. And our unofficial sponsor, Monster, this week, which I have to say, I'm thoroughly enjoying a purple ultraviolet Monster, courtesy of my good pal James D. Downey. Brought it up from Belfast.
A person at work made the point to me, and now it's kind of annoyed me ever since.
Yeah.
Whilst you're drinking ultraviolet.
Yeah.
He thought that this should be called infrared.
Infrared.
Instead of ultra-red. And that kind of makes sense now.
Infrared would be good, but it's a Monster Ultra.
Ultra, right? Yeah. But ultraviolet just works so well.
I think it should just be called Monster Ultra, and then it should be intra... No. Monster Ultra, and then it could be infrared, ultraviolet, ice white.
Yeah,
You know, something like that.
I wish they came up with a name for white. It's just called... It's Ultra. It's the original Ultra.
Ice. Monster Ice would be good.
Ultra Ice.
Ultra Ice. Because have you ever seen the liquid of the white one? It kind of is like an icy, bluey, whitey kind of color. It's great.
Yeah.
Icy, bluey, whitey, greeny, bluey, gray.
Purpley kind of. Yeah. No. We are not sponsored by either Tim Hortons or Monster.
Sunrise.
We just enjoy
the orange one is Sunrise.
Yeah, exactly.
And
they
the
all
yellow
have a
one
name.
Is Citron. So.
They all have a name, Chris, except for white. Because it's OG Ultra. It's the original. Okay. Original gangsta. Anyway,
go on.
Never mind all that noise. Christopher, did you know?
No.
That. Okay, a couple of announcements. A couple of game announcements here. Stalker. Do you ever play Stalker?
GM Sinkerswim is going to be loving this podcast.
Yeah.
He has been going on to me about getting Stalker on my laptop for God knows the best part of 2 years now.
Fuck. And well, Chris,
I put up my Steam wishlist and it keeps popping up and I keep getting the notification that it's on sale. It's just only like a couple of quid.
You're just never going to buy it, are you?
I want to. Yeah. I really want to.
Well, Chris, if you wait another 3 years, you could be playing Stalker 2. For Stalker 2 has been announced to release in 2021.
Nice.
Which, you know, I don't really know anything about Stalker, like,
see,
at all.
There is Stalker 2 at the minute, or else a Stalker Call Appropriate. There's Stalker Call Appropriate and Stalker something else.
Stalker 2, Chris.
Maybe this is just, yeah. That they must all just be Stalker. And then this is Stalker 2. What's it coming on? PC?
PC, boy. Well, I don't know if it's going to come to anything else. All I know is it's been confirmed for 2021. And people have been waiting for this game, apparently.
Oh, yeah. But, big game. Horror shooter, first person. Horror first person shooter, I think. Maybe third person. Maybe not even horror.
Stealth?
Set in Chernobyl.
Chernobyl?
I think it's set in Chernobyl.
Some prats would say.
Really unclear in the details of this.
We're not even sure if it's Stalker 2, but Stalker something is coming 2021, which is pretty far ahead. Like, I think it's probably one of the most like distantly confirmed games that are coming.
I mean, yeah, I think Death Stranding though is going to be that far away as well.
Probably, but you know, like, it hasn't been confirmed.
No,
for like a date yet.
Now they say that we're going to see it at this year's E3, but I genuinely think that it'll be the first title that we get on PS5.
Possibly.
It'll be like a launch title.
Yeah. That would make sense. Like, you know, I'd rather that than they rushed it out for PS4. Yeah. To be honest with you, but
Horizon Zero Dawn 2.
What? Where is it coming, Chris? PS4? PS5? Or, as some people have suggested, it'll be both. It'll do what GTA did. It'll release at the tail end of PS4, but optimized for PS5.
How's it gonna? What is PS5 gonna be? No, you know what? That's another topic.
It's a whole other
kettle of fish.
All right. Also this week, another game, another sequel, another two has been announced. Do you know what it is, Chris? Have you heard, Chris?
No. Give me a clue.
A bird. Bird's your word. Rage 2.
No clue.
I'm just going to tell you the title.
Did you play Rage 1?
Nope.
I did, briefly, on PS3. My brother has it.
It's not loved unanimously.
No.
Really.
It reminded me of a grimier Borderlands.
That's more or less the
Mad Max meets Borderlands.
The image of it at the minute. Well, Rage 2 looks a lot more colourful, but still photorealistic, so not like Borderlands art style.
No.
But crazier, like a more colourful like Borderlands.
Yes.
Looks pretty good. Like, I don't know if it's a game I'm gonna love personally.
No,
But
I won't. I think
it's not really a sequel people expected, because Rage didn't do all that well.
I know. So and then they're just plucking out Rage 2.
Yeah. Well, it all stemmed, Chris. Remember we talked about this last week. The leaks.
The Walmart leaks.
Yeah. So Rage 2 was
again coming from Canada.
Canada. It's the source of all of life's the source of and solution to all of life's problems.
Canada.
So it was leaked there, and it's confirmed, it's a real thing, so that might, you know, give some weight to the rest of the speculations that were in there.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows?
Walmart, Canadia Walmart could be doing something.
Forza Horizons 5 could be coming, even though there hasn't been
Gears
a Forza
5?
Horizon 4 yet. That's definitely coming, though.
It's coming, but I had heard word that it was going to be a multi-developed franchise. I watched this guy who's he's like a Gears of War YouTuber, and he was saying that there's going to be two developers.
Yeah. I wonder if they would probably do something like multiplayer and campaign, or like horde and campaign.
What would the Coalition do? Campaign.
Probably. I mean, they have the Gears.
Could you imagine a Gears Battle Royale?
Nope.
It could happen. Nope. People are cashing in this Battle Royale.
They are, but I don't think Gears would work. Like, at all for it. Like, it's a cover-based shooter.
Black Ops.
Black Ops are bringing Battle Royale. That's news as well.
Black Ops 4 had their thing last night. Or yesterday.
Might as well just jump into that now.
Sorry.
Rage 2 is coming out, but Black Ops 4 has also announced that they're doing Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, considering COD is such a big following, it'll probably be the most popular.
COD cashes in on every little thing it can get his hands on.
They have to.
Yeah.
I guarantee you it'll be the biggest Battle Royale mode.
I tell you what, though. It's a game, though, that I think could really benefit off Battle Royale. It could do, like, it's a game that I personally think I would enjoy more than, like,
Fortnite
or
PUBG.
Yeah,
I think so, too, yeah.
Although, COD has the best gunplay in any franchise we've ever seen.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true anymore.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Well, it did. It's solid.
I played Wolfenstein. Better.
Really?
Yep.
Better gunplay.
Yep. More enjoyable. Far more enjoyable. Takes more to kill, but I think that's just it's better.
Would it be more enjoyable than the previous, like, Modern Warfare 2 and 3?
I got sick of the gunplay by Modern Warfare 3. Because it was the same as Modern Warfare 1 by that point. Like, and then the changes they made were, like, double jumps and all that noise.
Oh, well, I don't agree with any of that.
Listen, I think it'll work really well. It'll be really popular because COD just has such a massive following anyway. It'll probably displace Fortnite as the most popular Battle Royale game. And because it's first person as well, I think it'll be a lot more accessible.
Yeah,
more people can just jump in and play, because everyone knows the COD control schemes. There is no awkward, okay, maybe some people like it, but the building mechanic in Fortnite, that's not there.
Yeah.
There's no distractions. It'll be interesting to see, Chris. Obviously, they're going to have to up the health as well.
Are they going to do anything specific to them, like make this like iconic to COD in any way, shape, or form? Like you say, Fortnite has its building mechanic.
I think the fact
are they going to bring anything?
I think the fact that it's first person is the unique thing.
Oh yeah, true.
But here, they're going to have to up the health. I was just thinking this. Like, imagine, you know, COD multiplayer. It's like two shots, you're dead.
Yeah.
In like a battle royale, that's awful.
Yeah. Battle Royale, you got to see those numbers pop.
Yeah, you got to, you know, you have to
wear
some
the
stats.
Health down, yeah.
Exactly.
True, actually, yeah. It's another good point.
So, it'd be interesting to see how that goes. I'm not super pumped for it, like, to be honest with you.
We'll get it, and we'll play it up here.
We might get it. We said we were going to get World War II. We never got it. COD, in my mind, COD's going to have to do something to prove it's good before I'll...
We didn't know, though, we had the internet capability that we do here.
True. So. But here, pretty good for it. It also introduced... borrowed some features from Overwatch, this kind of like specialist, like classing system.
Yeah. So is that like Heroes? Are they going to go with along the lines of Heroes? No?
I didn't read into it enough, Chris, to be sure.
I don't know a whole pile about Overwatch. All I know is Heroes.
I think it's just kind of like, you know, like each class has like special abilities or whatever. Like, they're just taking the popular elements from online multiplayer today
and mashing it together to make their own.
Yeah. You know, why the fuck not? They used to define online multiplayer, but they're past that now. So the best thing for them to do is to copy what's popular, or to implement what's popular in their own way.
Yeah.
And just stay relevant, like.
Yeah, that's very true.
I'm not excited for Battle Black Ops 4.
Black Ops 4. Battle Ray.
Fucking Royale 4, I was about to say.
And no campaign.
What are you going to do, like?
Complain, I guess.
Or just not buy it.
Not buy it.
Vote with your wallet. You know,
that never works though.
I know.
Too many people.
Two people are going to buy it for the battle royale shit. But listen, they do what they're called. Going to have to do what they have to do to make money, and this seems to be the best way for them to make money.
It's business at the end of the day, isn't it?
It's always business, boy.
Yeah, that's very true.
It lacks the enthusiasm though.
Yeah.
The previous CODs used to have. You know, you used to get excited about a COD game coming. Now you're just kind of like, oh, of course they're jumping on battle royale, and of course they're doing this and. Anywho.
Speaking of COD, we need another LAN party.
We do.
Old school COD.
Yeah. COD proper 2. Proper COD. Or Modern Warfare 2.
It's just the best, hey.
It's my favorite, just the best.
Like, and that game that we played last time with Shawnee Mac, that hidden game.
Yeah.
That was
tremendous. That was a good crack right now.
So we should
put a video up of our LAN party as well the next time we have it.
Setting it up and stuff, or?
On the actual, like.
Yeah.
Events.
We could do it up here.
The modes that we do. Yeah, exactly.
Could use the studio.
All right, Chris.
All right, James.
Got two more pieces of news. Speaking of Battle Royale, Cliffy B of Boss Key Studios. Remember they released that really rushed game called Radical
Early
Heights?
Early days, yeah.
Which I actually thought had promise. It's gone. Well, it's not gone. It's going to be supported for the next couple of months, but Boss Key Studios are closing. So Cliffy B's own studio is... I don't know. What did they say they were?
My goodness.
I don't know if they ran out of money or what, but they're closing down, yeah. So, it's not bad times for them, boys.
Jesus, bro.
So they had Lawbreakers, which didn't do very well. It flopped, essentially. And then they had this rushed in to try and make some money.
He left Epic.
He left the Fortnite creators.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. Crazy.
And I was reading, apparently, not only did he leave, he kind of burnt the bridge when he did leave.
Did he, yeah?
Yeah, apparently he kind of had big ideas.
Left on bad terms.
I don't know if he left on bad terms, but like he was like, I'm not coming, like,
this is it.
Yeah, the way he left was kind of like, you know, I don't want to do this shit anymore.
Wow.
So if he came back to do that shit, he just couldn't live that up.
He gave us Gears of War, so I'll always support him for that.
He was very involved in Gears of War. Imagine he came back for Gears 5.
He might, now that he's out of a job.
That's it. Imagine he comes back as a consultant for Gears 5.
I can't see why not. I mean, Rod Ferguson has some good ideas.
Yeah.
But...
you just need someone to guide the execution of those.
Gears 4 was not a mess, but...
fuck no, it was nowhere near a mess.
No, that's what I mean. It wasn't a mess, but get rid of a lot of the shit that they did.
Like the bots.
The bots.
And get rid... well, yeah, the bots.
Yeah.
And just make it... and the mech suits at the end.
Some of the locusts I wasn't entirely sold on either.
I liked the Judies. The Wretches. See, I love them.
I like the Wretches. I didn't like the Skions, Skions.
Oh, they were just a pain in the ass.
And those, like, armor... what do you call the broom? I didn't... you know the Gatherers? What do you call those?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Like Creepers or something.
Pouncers as well. Yeah. Wasn't sold on those. And the... like, the Broomax with, like, the crystal growing out of them.
Yeah.
Or, like,
yeah,
the minerals growing out of them. Nah.
So, basically, all of the Locust. Or the
Swarm. I just thought that, like, Gears 1 to 3... I know we've moved past that age, but those were the Locusts to fear.
Well, that's it, like...
yeah. I didn't
the really Locusts are fear back, though, things. Now. So, yeah. I wonder if they could go back to the original Locust. Well, I don't think they can, because, like... no. If they come back with the original Locust, the people's going to be like, well, that's just the same Locust as Gears 1, 2, and 3, like... yeah. I think Gears 5... I think all they have to do is make a more... not enjoyable, but a more compelling story.
Yeah. Which is going to be hard to do, though, because... I mean, we are following JD Phoenix.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sold on that story at all until Marcus got into it.
I think it's going to be heavily focused on his girlfriend. What's her name?
Kate.
Because obviously the Locusts are after her, like, lineage.
Yeah.
I think if they can focus heavily on, like, that relationship,
yeah,
make it emotional again.
I also want to know what the hell happened in the events prior.
I don't.
I do. I need to know.
No.
I need Karen Travis to write me.
I don't
book.
Like. I am one of those people, Chris, who likes ambiguity. I like the fact that the end.
You
of,
like being able to be like, oh, this could have happened. This could have.
I like to. I like to go at the end of Blade Runner and say, like, you know, was he a replicant? Mm. Was he not? I like to be able to think on that.
I'm more of a definitive man, D. I like to have
sometimes,
the actual
Chris,
answer.
Getting the answers doesn't make you whole.
It does.
I like the fact that, you know, I know what you're talking about, Anya.
Yeah.
Spoilers for Gears 4. And I need the fact to know, that, that Anya died. She's dead. Like, doesn't how? Really matter how she died, though.
Yes. How? Why? How
you know,
long?
Like, you know the way you find out in one of the books how Dom's brother died?
Yeah.
Didn't need to know that either. Why would you need to know that? He died.
It
That's
helped,
what's important.
It helped, though. It did help. I enjoyed Dom a whole lot more knowing his story after I knew of the background.
See,
the books brought that franchise to life for me. Though.
Yeah. See, I've never read the books.
Oh, yeah.
Really.
Oh, they're incredible.
But that's why I think if they just focus on those two, I forget what the other guy was called. His friend, whatever his name was.
Yeah, I forget.
Yeah,
the black guy.
I forget his name.
It doesn't matter.
All I can think of is Jace from the Gears 3, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. But he, if they sort of nix him, just forget about him and focus on them two.
Yeah.
And make it, I think, and there can't be any Cole or Baird or even Marcus.
I know.
Because it's a crutch. You're relying on them.
Yeah.
You can't make a new story if you still got the old guards.
The old,
they need to take a back seat. Don't kill them off or something stupid like that. But just have them like,
oh, we're done. We're done with this fighting.
Yeah.
We're a way to live our lives.
Exactly.
Enjoy.
Exactly. Something like that.
And then come back in one final swan shot at the end.
I think Gears 5 just needs some better direction, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I think the mechanics are all sweet.
The mechanics were good.
Yeah.
Just some of the ideas and how they were executed. Just
better direction in Gears 5. And we got Cliffy B could be the man to do that.
We get into that from Cliffy B from Listen, Radical Heights. So.
It's massive speculation, but he could be back.
We've called it here first.
We said it.
We've called it here first.
I'd love to see him actually come in and just clean shit up.
Yeah.
But Cliffy B is gone, Chris.
Yes.
Or his studio, rather, is gone.
Yep.
And then the final piece of news is the Xbox adaptive controller. Have you seen this floating about?
What is this?
It's a controller. I think it's for Xbox and for PC.
Is this the two big massive buttons? Yeah, I have seen this.
This is for disabled people. People who can't use a standard controller, don't have, like, the functionality to use a controller.
The dexterity.
Yeah. It's this massive big controller with, like, a big A and a big B button. But then what I didn't realize is that there's, like, every, like, component of a regular controller, so, like, the sticks, all the buttons, they're all can be mapped to something else. So there's little ports in the back, and you can like make it so that your B button is like a button here.
Yeah.
And set everything out. And then it basically just means so that people who don't have like functionality of like maybe one of their hands or even any of their hands can use different body parts and stuff to play games.
It's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea. Yeah, very good idea. I've seen a video for it, and it's like, it's really one of those life-affirming moments. When you're seeing a guy who can't, like, he only can use, like, maybe a couple of fingers on one of his hands.
Yeah.
And he's still able to play, like, fucking, he's playing, like, Forza.
Yeah.
And, like, he was cleaning up in Forza. Yeah. You're like, that's class. To be able to do that.
Speaking of controllers, would you consider the Duke?
No, I don't think I would. No. I think it's cool and all, but, like, I never had the original Xbox to care about it.
I'm going
to
buy me a custom, when I finally get around to getting my Xbox One S, I'm going to get me a custom Xbox One controller.
Yeah.
And I'm also getting me that retro style PS4 controller.
The grey one?
The grey one. Have you seen them?
I think I have.
Incredible. Incredible controller.
I want to get, you were talking about getting battery packs for your Xbox 360 controllers.
Yes.
I want to get like some clean ass 360 controllers as well, just to have.
Clean 360 controllers?
Just like special editions or something, or custom ones, like just because they're class. Like
360 will never die in my house. Like we're still going back to it and playing games on it.
It's like, an awesome wee fucking console. Like, and the controllers are
that
awesome
was a console
well.
Of my childhood. Like, so, well, of my teen years.
The console of a generation, Christopher.
So wraps up the news, D. It's time to let's talk a little bit about why we're here.
DP 2.
Deadpool 2 has released worldwide, D.
Even has.
How do you want to do this?
Let's just talk about it.
Okay, we went to see it last night.
I thought it was excellent.
Oop. Did that whole table move?
Yep.
Wow. As did ID. It was...
excellent.
I had my qualms going into it.
Because
it was like, is this going to be another stereotypical sequel? Where it's just loads of silly nonsense.
Bigger, bolder, better...
Yeah.
And it was actually most of those things.
But it was an incredible movie.
But it was actually very good.
It has just cemented to me that nobody else but Ryan Reynolds could have ever played Deadpool. Now, we knew that from the first.
Pretty much, yeah.
No, nobody could have played Deadpool.
He has completely owned that character.
He is phenomenal.
He is. He runs away with the film, like, again.
Yeah.
And even though they have introduced, like, a bunch of, like, cool new characters... it's still a Deadpool show from start to finish.
100%. Like, absolutely.
And he absolutely owns it.
Now, Josh Brolin was fantastic in it as well.
Cable. He's,
yeah. Cable was excellent in it. As was...
Domino. Yeah.
Another very standout kind of character from this show. And Kevin. Not to forget Kevin.
Is it Kevin? Is it Peter or something?
Oh, Peter. Sorry, yeah. Peter. Who the hell is Kevin?
Peter. I don't know. Because he calls him a couple of different names. Like.
Peter.
So I think what we're going to do for Deadpool, we're going to talk about it spoiler-free for the first like 10 minutes, and then we're going to jump into some spoilers.
Yeah.
We'll warn you whenever that comes up. Like, yeah, but
100%.
The basic premise of this is Deadpool has like got a new squad called the X-Force.
X-Force.
So that's where we're seeing the new people coming in, and Cable comes into it as well.
Not taking our derivative from X-Men.
No, Jesus, no. Completely original and iconic. So like, it's really cool to see new characters coming into it. Like,
yep.
And the fact that they have their own breathing room and they have like great moments themselves, and still Deadpool has
the upper hand in everything he does.
He still has so many scenes in that film where he just owns it. Like, but they have their own breathing space. It's really well done. Like,
very, very well done. And what did you make of? Because obviously, I went into the film not knowing a damn thing about it.
Yeah.
Not even nothing other than Deadpool was in it.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, this is no spoilers because I've seen the trailers and stuff. What do you make of the kid?
The kid, yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's pretty funny. Like.
I like how they tied him into the story.
Excuse me.
I thought that he was wrote into the story very, very well.
Yeah, very natural. Believable.
He's good.
He is good. He's the kid from something Hunt for the Wilder People or something.
No idea what that is.
Yeah, it's a big film. It was made in New Zealand by Taika Waititi or something.
Right,
like that.
Okay.
The guy who did Thor Ragnarok. So like, he's pretty, not well known, like, but like he's a good sort of comedic actor in that film as well. They brought that over. He was very good in this. Very believable in this.
Yeah. I thought at first, D, when I was kind of watching the movie, that obviously they had this kid, and then obviously no spoilers, but they have a couple of different stories going on with a couple of different people. And at first I was thinking, oh, is this going to be one of these movies where there's just too many stories going on?
Yeah.
You know, Spider-Man 3.
Oh, yeah.
And there's too many things going on. But it just, it ties together all so very, very well. It
does link in quite nicely. Like, yeah, the kid is like kind of the central theme, not the theme of the plot, but like the central driving force of the plot. But like at the same time, it's not that you could remove him, but like everything that's happening where he's not involved still feels like it has a reason to happen.
Yeah.
Rather than just being like, you know, filler until you get back to the main plot. Like, so I thought that was good.
Yeah. The movie was absolutely loitered with typical Deadpool comedy.
Yeah, right enough. I think it was maybe
start to finish.
Yeah.
Pretty much. We came in
relentlessly, like
literally from I sat down, I was laughing. Like, it was straight off the bat.
Some surprisingly emotional elements to the film as well.
Touching moments, absolutely. They did it, which were done very, very well. It wasn't done and then like made a joke of. It was actually like the moment itself was.
Yeah. Because Deadpool is kind of iconic in that way, where he can be like properly feel like an emotion. He can be serious. And then he'll brush it off with a bit of comedy, and then he'll maybe like try and distract people away from his own pain with a bit of comedy. Yeah. Like, and that's just really well done. It's believable.
Think, isn't that what Cable says to him at one point?
I think he calls him out on that, yeah.
Calls him out, that's what he tries to do. He hides his pain through comedy.
Yeah, yeah. And like, it's handled really well. It doesn't feel jarring to jump from like an emotional moment to a joke.
No.
It's done pretty well.
Yeah. Right from the off, that opening credit scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Just exceptional.
They start the film as they mean to go on. Like, it's just relentlessly.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Like.
And there was one specific moment, and I'm obviously not going to say it until we get into a bit more spoilers, but yeah, I talked to you about it last night in the car on the way home. I was properly just I laughed for like 5 minutes straight.
Yeah,
yeah. Just properly laughing. Like.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a bit more in the spoilers segment, but.
Just, it's so well done.
It is. The film is just really, really quality. Like, really, not a really good story, but a good enough story to sort of make you want to see it, you know, progress. You want to see things.
Because as we said as well, like with Deadpool, you could kind of almost forgive them for the story not being great.
That's it.
Because like, you're going to get the action, you're going to get the comedy, and the story can kind of be lackluster.
Story doesn't make any sense, Deadpool can just turn to the camera and say like, yeah, that's, we're doing that. You know, like he can just break the fourth wall, forget about it.
Yeah.
And they could fall back on that, but they don't really need to. Like, no. The story
and
itself,
that's something
makes sense.
As we said as well, that I'm glad they didn't do too much of in this one.
Yeah,
was they didn't break the fourth wall that much, and when they did, it was done just the right amount.
Yeah.
It could have been one of those movies where they were kind of breaking it all the time. The first one had a lot of that in it.
It did, yeah.
But that was new. It was unique.
I think in the first one, the breaking the wall was kind of like, you know, like it was almost like Deadpool turning to the audience, giving a wink, like, you know, yeah, I'm breaking the fourth wall. In this one, he breaks the fourth wall. It's normally like little comments about like the real world, like, you know, about the actors in the film, like making jokes about them in the real world.
Or the writing of the movie or something like that, you know.
But he's never turned to the camera to say it. He's saying it in the context of the film, and it's just like, you know, it doesn't make any sense to any of the characters there, but to the audience, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Rather than being very on the nose, like turn to the camera, breaking the fourth wall, he's just like making little comments.
Yeah.
I think it's way more enjoyable that way.
Yeah.
Because you find yourself like, you know, like you get the joke, but it doesn't interrupt the flow of the story either.
Some of the more negative comments of this movie were, you were saying that the jokes kind of lasted too long, or there was some drawn out moments, should have been 20 minutes shorter. I thought the movie itself was quite short. I thought,
you know,
hour 45.
I heard it was 2 hours. It did not feel like 2 hours.
No.
No, definitely not. Like I had to pee from the very start of that film.
Yeah.
And I didn't go to the toilet. No. Didn't have to, you know, it wasn't that long, all right?
It wasn't, like a Blade Runner moment where you just had to go.
I think, I get it, like, some of the jokes don't drag on, but they put more into, like, joke.
Yeah, it's that comedy, though, isn't it? Like, you know, where there's one joke in particular toward the end of the movie, and it's kind of...
And they'll run with it a bit longer. Yeah,
run with it a bit. And I can see where people, maybe, if you don't kind of get that kind of comedy, or maybe you don't enjoy that kind of comedy. I mean, if you don't enjoy the Deadpool comedy...
You're not going to enjoy the film, right?
No, because it's full of it.
I've heard that a lot. If you didn't enjoy Deadpool, you're not going to enjoy Deadpool 2.
No.
If you enjoyed Deadpool, you're going to love Deadpool 2.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
The fans love it. And it's not just because it's more of the same, it's because it's the same... the same type of humor, but just expanded upon.
Like, yeah.
They haven't repeated themselves at all.
I think it's hard to kind of not say anything without spoiling it. So I think...
do you want to just give your score, Chris, for this?
My verdict for this film, I give this movie a solid 8 out of 10.
I was exactly the same. 8 out of 10.
Because obviously there's things that they could have done Oh, I don't even know what they would have been.
Listen, like, it's not a perfect film. Like,
no.
You know, like, you're not going to be sitting there going, this is amazing, this is perfect. Like,
yeah.
It's really enjoyable. You're gonna watch it, you're going to laugh,
yeah.
And you're going to walk away going, that was a great film.
Yeah, but it's not a 7.
You're never going to go, like, it's fucking...
To me, The Last Jedi was a 7.
A 7, yeah? Yeah, I think that's about fair. Like,
because The Last Jedi was kind of one of those... I know...
This it's is more eye candy than anything.
Yeah.
This is less about the eye candy, more about the humor.
Yeah. Yeah, oh God, yeah.
I mean, I did find the points that the CGI in this was a bit lackluster. Did you find that?
Yeah.
They obviously don't have an Avengers budget. Like, no. It's just... But what they do,
yes.
What they do put in, like, they've done pretty well with, I think.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
You know, they play to their strengths.
Yeah.
You know, like, the story, as we said, like, they kind of have that excuse of, like, you know, well, the story doesn't have to make sense. It's a Deadpool film. But there are some things where you can kind of go, like, oh, yeah, they've just done that for handiness.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I think 8 out of 10 is a perfectly valid, fair score.
Yep.
And I would agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yep. It's in around the Rotten Tomatoes consensus as well. What, is it, 83 is?
Yeah, in around the 80s, like, if you're going to see a comedy, you're going to fucking love it.
Love it.
If you're going to see an action superhero film, you'll probably enjoy it.
Yeah.
But if you're going to see, like, a fucking cinematic masterpiece, it's not that. Yeah,
wholehearted story, masterpiece, no.
It's not that.
No.
You know what you're going in for and you're going to fucking enjoy it.
Right. Here we go. If you're watching the video version or you're listening to the audio version now, please tune out for the next 10 minutes or use the timestamp down below to find where you can come back in if you don't want Deadpool 2 spoiled on you. Because we're going to jump into some spoiler talk.
We're spoiling this shit.
Right now, here we go. Okay, D. Story. Let's talk.
All right.
I did not know, first of all, that his wife, obviously, was going to...
Nobody knew that.
Bite the bullet straight off the bat.
Okay, so, yeah.
Fucking brave move.
Very ballsy move.
Very ballsy move.
The intro segment hadn't even begun yet, and they'd already killed off Vanessa.
Yeah.
His girlfriend / fiancée or whatever.
Which I thought was incredible. I was like, wow, this is going out on a limb here.
Yeah.
You know?
They even kind of, like, did that. They were sneaky with the marketing for this as well, because I think there were scenes of her in the film,
in the trailers. And you just assumed that she was going to be there the entire way. Yeah.
She wasn't there. She was gone from the very start.
From 10 minutes in. Like,
ballsy decision, like, you know?
Emotional as well.
Yeah.
Very emotional. And her her kind of appearances throughout the rest of the movie.
Poignant.
Yes, and very emotional and really, really heartfelt. Really, really done well.
I like that whole segment because that's kind of what I was talking about. Like, that's where it goes. We're dropping the comedy for a minute. Like, he genuinely wishes he could die to be with her. Like.
And I'm glad to, D. Right? You know those moments where Deadpool kind of had those epiphanies and he was kind of either in the water or he was sitting in, like, this heaven with her and he had to realize. I think they cut away from the movie twice to show him in those positions.
Yeah.
Now, when they cut for the second time to that, I was kind of thinking to myself, God, I hope they don't do this like a number more times.
Yeah.
Because it's got to get real old real quick. It's got to be like, oh, what does he have to do now? Well, let's go back to this place and find out. I think they just, I think they just did it perfectly.
They jumped in. He went once when he tried to kill himself, another time whenever he nearly genuinely died. Yeah. And then
the third time.
At the end, it was his own death.
So then obviously he meets the kid.
Yep.
And they go to this prison, which I absolutely adored. I love that.
The icebox.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping for more out of the prison, though. Is that wrong? You wanted more in the prison? Yeah. I wanted more. I thought it would have been really cool for, like, Deadpool to kind of lose the, you know, the collar.
Oh, yeah. And just
in the prison.
Beat the shit out of the prisoners.
Yeah. Something had been going on. I was kind of really hoping for that. And then kind of didn't come out. Not that it took away from the movie or anything. I thought it was a really cool place for them to go with it.
It was Cable who fucked up the prison as it happened.
And Cable, when he comes into that prison, and the fights were so Batman-esque
from
Cable at the start.
Cable was a fucking badass.
That's what, like, I initially thought whenever I seen Cable. Those kind of fights, the nitty-gritty kind of breaking arms and bones, but not actually, like, killing. Straight up shooting
people. He's not trying to hurt people. He's just trying to get them out of the way to get to his target. Like.
And it was so good. And he was kind of wearing the cape, and I was like,
oh, the cape should have been so stupid, but it looked so good.
It looked
He made it work. Josh Brolin did a good job.
Josh Brolin did a great job. And the sly reference to him as Thanos was fucking tremendous.
That's what I was talking about when I was saying earlier about how, like, the breaking the fourth wall in this film was kind of like, it was more about little references like
references,
that. It was like, shut your mouth, Thanos, and everyone got the joke.
Yeah.
But you know, Cable would have just thought he's calling him a stupid name. Yeah. You know, like, exactly. I just like that.
Yeah. He actually calls him One-Eyed Willie as well at one point. Did he
Which
get that?
Which is a reference to...
Goonies.
Goonies, yeah. Goonies, yeah. I didn't actually pick that one up. I read about that one.
As soon as I seen that, I was like, oh, that's brilliant.
There were a couple of other ones. There was... He called Domino at one point Black... What do you call the one from... What do you call the one? The... Scarlett Johansson from the Avengers.
Oh, Black Widow.
Black Widow. Black Widow.
Black Widow. He said he himself feels like... that was a fucking tremendous joke as well when he says... he's talking about having cancer. He goes, I'm pretty much just a cancer-ridden something. He goes, I'm essentially Hawkeye.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me a bow and I'm essentially Hawkeye.
That's what it is. Yeah,
yeah, that was good. the Batman one was amazing.
Yeah, he goes, who are you?
I'm Batman.
the references to the DC universe were tremendous.
What is this, a DC movie?
And then dubstep thing was excellent. Yeah, so
dubstep's
well
for pussies.
Oh, brilliant.
One of the moments that made me genuinely laugh out loud, though, and I don't even know, I'm pretty sure the rest of the people in the cinema laughed as well. He says, she asked him what kept you, and he was like, I was fighting a Cape Crusader. Cape Crusader, and his mother was also called Martha.
Brilliant.
Oh, my God.
Brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant.
Batman v Superman.
They love taking wee digs. Like,
I love that they do it.
Yeah, you know? They're great wee digs.
Brad Pitt makes an intro.
Okay, let's just talk. Let's just talk about that whole segment, because I know that's what you're talking. When you said
that's my favorite scene in the movie, because I don't know how I didn't picture it going into it. Part of me thought when he assembled this team, I was like, "He's gonna be so kick ass. They're gonna break in. Each one of them's gonna have their own individual kind of moment."
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be kind of like a mini Avengers.
And then the more I thought of it, the more I was like, "Yeah, I was like, this is gonna be like Suicide Squad here or something."
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then the more I thought of it, I was like. Like, in hindsight, I was like, this is a Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
This is all obviously going to go fucking horribly.
But you didn't pick up on that until after.
Yes, and it did, and it was so well done. Terry Crews comes in, and I'm just smack into a bus.
Yeah, straight away.
Straight away. Fucked. And then, who was the next guy to come in? The Japanese guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight into the helicopter. Balloon. And then, who else was there?
The spit guy, he got sucked into a chipper.
Just a perfectly placed wood chipper.
And then Peter comes down to help him.
Peter goes to help him and gets the fucking spit on
him. How relieved were you, though, that Peter landed safely? You were like, thank God for that.
I thought at that point, I was like, they're going to take Peter with them the rest of the story. And he's going to be like the sidekick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nope. And then fucking...
Peter gets fucking...
Obviously, the Vanisher.
Oh, Brad Pitt,
Brad
the Vanisher.
Pitt hits the fucking...
The Vanisher cables. The Vanisher jumping out of that plane was hilarious in and of itself.
Just a parachute
jumping.
Brilliant.
Brilliantly done.
I love
excellent
that comedy.
Jokes.
Like that is my comedy right to the...
I think they nailed it. This is something I wanted to say as well. The promotion for this film. First of all, they made you believe that Vanessa was going to be in it a lot more than she was.
Yep.
I think there were scenes in the trailers that were never in the film of her, like, you know, talking to Deadpool.
Yeah.
Kind of tricky into believing she's going to be in the whole of the film. So they did that well. And then the X-Force. I know you didn't watch much of the build-up or the trailers for this, but they were heavily featured in all the trailers.
Were they, yeah?
It was made to be... You were made to believe that this was an X-Force film with Deadpool. You know, like, there was, like... Every one of them got, like, a little line that wasn't in the film, in the trailer. So you were like, okay, Terry Crews, I was pumped to see him, all the characters.
See, I didn't know any of these people were coming into it until...
So you can imagine me watching... This big jump out of the plane, expecting here come the X-Force, and then they
all kick the bucket. Brilliant!
It was brilliantly done, Chris. I don't know how they convinced their studio, like, you know, let's put money into promoting these characters that are in the film for like 2 minutes.
I mean, they just did it so well.
They did,
and like as I said, the promotion is ongoing with Deadpool. They did that with Walmart, where they literally took every film and game cover and change the face on it to Deadpool. There's an Assassin's Creed cover and it's Deadpool.
They just took over a whole corner of a shop, like.
And like they're not even gonna they're not gonna receive funding or anything, or what is it? They're not gonna make money off of that.
Walmart aren't gonna make money off of that. They can't sell movie tickets, like.
No.
But like they just they know how to market, like.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that they did that in the trailer where they made you think, you know, that the X-Force is going to be in it, they're going to play a big part of it, that the Vanessa is going to be in it a lot. Because so many films, you know, Batman v Superman, perfect example, give you the majority of the plot in the trailer. So when you go to see the film in the cinema, you're kind of expecting it. Whereas this has done the complete opposite. It's giving you a plot, but it's not the plot of the film. It's a complete red herring fucking brilliant.
Excellent.
And it made that whole X-Force plane jump scene just brilliant. By far, for me, the best part of the film.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely tremendous.
Let's talk a little bit about Juggernaut then.
Juggernaut, another surprise. No sign of him in the trailers whatsoever.
Do you know of Juggernaut from Marvel?
Not particularly.
From Marvel background. I think a lot of comic book readers might know of Juggernaut.
He is quite popular as a character.
I knew nothing of this.
Neither did I.
So obviously seeing him was like a nice surprise for me. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Someone new, like.
That's where I kind of found the CGI, as you said, a little bit lackluster.
Yeah.
Especially with him and Colossus fight as well.
It's weird because Colossus looked very convincing, I suppose. Like, he looked like good CGI.
Like, real.
But that because he was so fake.
Yeah.
Compared to
Juggernaut, who they tried to make look real but look faker.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah,
the fight was
brilliant.
Excellent.
The fight was brilliant. The whole, again, being at the X-Men house.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
What about the cameo from the X-Men?
Them all in the background.
Yeah, just closing the door.
I don't know how they get this.
I know.
I think a lot of people just want to be in a Deadpool movie. That's got that kind of...
So we've seen most of the X-Men. We've seen Brad Pitt.
Yes.
I also told you Matt Damon's in this film.
Where is Matt Damon in this movie?
Bet you nobody noticed this because I didn't notice it. I only read it on after. When Cable first arrives to the present, our present timeline, he meets a pair of like Hicks.
He's not one of them.
Matt Damon is full of makeup. He's there. He's the main guy talking. I know.
Way. Talking about the wipes and wiping his ass?
Yeah.
No way is that Matt Damon.
That's Matt Damon, apparently, yeah. I haven't seen a clip of it since, but that's what I read online.
That's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant.
I love the way they managed to sneak those bastards in.
What did you make of the ending?
Okay, I enjoyed the fact that he sacrificed himself.
Yep.
And he kind of got resolution that way, and the whole riddle, your heart's not in the right place. Mm-hmm. I liked all that crack, and I got to be with Vanessa for a moment. And then I was fucking cool that Cable decided to
use his one kind of time-traveling
and
thing to bring Deadpool back, essentially.
And I won't be able to see his family now as a result of that. But they are safe.
They are safe.
So he's kind of content in that knowledge. Also thought it was really cool that he just put the... He tapped him like that. I didn't know what he was doing.
See him, yeah.
And then you realise he was putting that little lead...
The little lead token. Yeah.
To see if it was like, I thought that was a really nice touch.
Yeah.
And you really grow to like Cable, don't you?
Oh, big time.
Even from the start when he's the body, quote unquote.
Yeah.
You kind of think he's badass.
Yep.
But whenever he kind of comes on your side, he's like...
He's even more of a badass then.
You fucking love
100%.
Him. Like. And then, I don't know, there's that infamous, not infamous, but will be infamous post or mid-credits scene where Deadpool is now time-traveling himself.
Yes.
So he has...
So he has Cable's machine
to
time travel.
So seemingly he's went back in time and he saved Vanessa. So I don't know if that's going to be canon or what.
Wait, did he go back in time?
He went back in time to save Vanessa. You know, because he killed the guy with the cheese grater, what the fuck it was.
That's right.
And it's like, is that going to last or is that just like a little nod or a wee joke at the end of the film?
Right now, so is she going to come back in the third one?
Yeah,
or?
I don't know. Then obviously he goes back and he kills the original Deadpool X-Men Origins. He also kills himself, Ryan Reynolds,
for writing for Green Lantern.
I mean, those are obviously jokes, but like, is she coming back or what?
I don't know.
I kind of like the fact that, you know, there was resolution there with him meeting her and talking to her one last time.
Yeah.
And I hope, it's not that I don't want her to be in the next film, because she's a pretty good actress. Like,
I don't want her to be in the next movie. I think it's better that she is, that's her gone now. She's in that place and he's going to be there eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not their time yet. Like.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It's going from strength to strength.
As I say, it was Deadpool's story. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
And now he has a pretty badass team.
I think the X-Force is going to be in the next film. Like genuinely the X-Force.
That's what it's going to be. It's going to be Cable, him, Domino.
Probably get another couple.
Colossus. Well, and
what's her name? Teenage Negasonic.
Yeah, whatever her name is.
Whatever she is.
And the Japanese.
And it was her called? Yukima.
Yeah. She's brilliant, actually.
Yeah, I don't know why she's so good in it.
I know, yeah.
You just like the fact that her and Deadpool get on really well. It's so weird.
Anything else you want to mention?
There's probably a bunch of stuff we're neglecting, but...
It's an incredible movie.
Really is. You're going to love... Any Marvel fans are going to love the nods, the jokes, the inside jokes to it.
100%.
Any comic book fans are going to enjoy the jokes and the nods. And then just casual people who don't know anything about comics, don't know anything about Marvel or
just
DC,
just want to watch a good movie.
It's
yeah.
funny, like. It's a funny fucking film.
If you like that comedy, though.
Well, yeah, if you like
that
comedy.
A lot of people would be put off of that kind of comedy.
I think it's pretty popular comedy these days. Very Ryan Reynolds. If you like Family Guy, you're going to love this, I'd say.
Such a similar comedy. It's unbelievable.
I think if you like the Hangover films, kind of that kind of style, like, just like fucking kind of crazy comedy.
Crazy comedy, yeah.
But yeah, it's fucking.
A couple of the set pieces in it as well are phenomenal.
Oh yeah, some of the action as well.
Really,
yeah.
really well done pieces. Like
you gotta.
I love how Domino's luck always just the way that it's portrayed, yeah. the way that it happens is so well thought out. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
so,
yeah. It's almost like it's like the Final Destination films working for you
instead of against you.
Yeah, yeah. So she kind of just like does her own thing, and all these crazy circumstances cause people to die. Also, the brutality is pretty cool.
The brutality is excellent.
Like, Deadpool is chopping people's arms off, heads off. Like, yep. It's fucking cool.
He himself gets ripped in half.
Breaks his entire spine.
Oh, that is one of the funniest things when he falls onto that table. Holy shit.
He's just bent the wrong way.
Oh my God, it's brilliant.
They're not afraid to use, like, that kind of, like, it's not even gory, but, like.
Just grotesque. Kinda, yeah, just. Yeah.
Things bending the ways they should never bend.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because
yeah.
Deadpool can recover from anything. Also, another thing I kind of enjoyed, whenever they put the collar on him, they didn't, like, forget the fact that Deadpool is actually, like, riddled with cancer.
Cancer. And he slowly deteriorated.
Yeah, he actually would die. Like, I thought that was that collar was kept on him. Very
yeah.
good, yeah.
Very good.
The collar itself, he even like, makes a point of it. It's just a cheap story device.
Yeah.
Because, like, it just stops all mutant abilities. You're like, what?
Yeah.
So, like, that's the easiest way to kill Deadpool is put that collar on him and shoot him in the head.
Yep.
He's dead.
I'd kill any mutant, really.
Yeah.
There we go.
I mean, like, I don't really like the concept of it, but hopefully they're going to, forget about it in the next film. They'll be like, well, can't we just use one of those collars? What collars? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. We wrote that out, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
brilliant. Brilliant movie.
Yeah, listen, it's fucking great. 8 out of 10. Like,
go see it.
I've seen the Avengers Infinity War, and I thought it was terrific. And I've seen Deadpool 2. And if you ask me which of those films, if you want to go see one of them, I'd say Deadpool 2.
Good, because I haven't seen Avengers.
Yeah. Avengers is great. Like, it's an equal film.
I'm just
But for just sheer enjoyment, if you haven't seen any of the previous Marvel films, you can't enjoy Infinity War as much as I did.
Yeah.
But you can enjoy Deadpool.
Yeah. 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 Brilliant. There we go.
Definitely had more fun watching Deadpool as well.
Wrapped up with the spoiler talk. That's that covered.
Yeah, you can now return
Job
to
done. There's television. No point in me even taking a note, because it's going to be caught up and we're going to lose. It's going to be a different time. So.
It's going to be all over the place.
But yeah, we are back. Spoiler talk done. We hope that you all go and see Deadpool.
Yeah.
We hope that you enjoyed some of our talk about it. There's a lot more.
Hopefully,
we can say
Chris, it can do just enough to pip Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, brilliant.
Get beat it in numbers.
Yeah. but yeah, I'm trying to think.
That's the main topic.
Yes, remember, you can find this podcast and all our previous podcasts over at youtube.com. And if YouTube isn't, accessible to you, or you want to take us with you on the go, remember that you can do that through iTunes, through Stitcher Radio, through Podcast Addict, if you're an Android, or any other podcast hosting service, really. Just search for X8 Gaming. It means the world to us, folks, that you do listen, you do tune in on a weekly basis. Thank you very much. Do get in touch with us. Continue to send us your questions,
yep.
your support. We will do our very best to give back to you as much as we can. Especially in the forthcoming months and weeks as we continue to grow our little community here.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for being involved and being a part of it. Keep up to date with everything we get up to over on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Just search for X8 Gaming or Team X8 and you'll find us. And thank you once again.
Yes, thank you.
That was pretty smooth that time.
Speaking of a community,
yeah.
Massive shout out to Michelle Callahan.
Yes.
For indeed. Sending a picture of her watching the podcast in a field, not a field of wheat like I requested.
But close.
But very damn close.
The closest we've had yet.
And went to far too much effort, really, to do that, but fucking
tremendous.
Very much appreciated.
Yeah. Oh,
definitely.
Tremendously appreciated, yeah. And the same goes to everybody who's been in touch with us this week. Even if it's just a simple thing of talking to one of us about games or films or whatever, it's really, really appreciative because obviously we can carry that over into the podcast and keep us going, and it keeps the morale high between the two of us and in the studio and things like that. So
if we don't get like the odd encouragement, we'll be at each other's throats. Like, just there's just nothing keeping this going except for other people's motivation.
Who knows, that could happen.
Yeah, fucking beat the shit out of you, prick. Anyways. Yeah. Keep on pointing.
Have a slight community question for you this week.
Yeah, too. Yeah.
Not even a community question, right? But I was talking to Mr. Paddy Donnelly, regular viewer and listenermanship to the podcast. Yeah. And he wanted to bring up that you previously mentioned that your favorite weapon in game was bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Specifically from Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider's bow and arrow.
Well, yeah.
One of the best. He reckons that the best bow and arrow in game is from, now I'm going to mispronounce this, is it Celebrimbor from Shadow of
Celebrimbor.
Celebrimbor.
Yeah.
I thought it was
That's a good shout, Paddy, actually. Yeah. Yes.
So there we go. Let's discuss this, D.
Fair point.
Yes.
Well, okay.
Best weapons in video games.
Okay, okay. The reason I would still say that the Tomb Raider bow and arrow was better than Celebrimbor's is because I think it's the elf.
Okay.
Elf bow or something like that. Yeah. It's like elf shot or something is what you fire in Shadow of Mordor. So essentially you are a human knight. And you're very good with skill with a sword and all that kind of business. But you're like linked. Your soul is linked with the elf Celebrimbor. And he uses like the spirit. Like he is a soul, like a spirit. Right. You are a physical thing, but he's not. But he can like use this bow and like fire shit at people. But it has like more like, you know, metaphysical powers rather than just like, you know, killing people.
Just like a bow.
Whatever. Yeah. That's why I kind of like in Tomb Raider, it's just like you just fire like a bow, a physical bow through someone's neck.
Yeah.
Whereas his bow can do a lot of other shit as well. Like it's like for using like, it's for like, you know, knocking down like distractions and other things to affect enemies. Like it is good as just killing enemies.
One of the best bows I've used is Aloy's in Horizon.
Yeah, that one looks fucking bitchin'.
It's a tremendous bow because again, it feels like you can do, like, you have a couple of different varieties of arrows and stuff that you can use with it, but it just feels like a real meaty kind of just bare basic weapon, but you're taking down like robotic dinosaurs.
That's what I love about the bow is that it's so primitive. It's literally just a stick, piece of string, but you can, when the person who wields it, Chris.
Yes, it's the person who wields it, is right.
A weapon, that was in a Tomb Raider Definitive Edition. A weapon is only as good as the person who wields it.
Yeah.
Roth changes are that. But, you know, that's a fucking fair point, Paddy, because you do feel pretty bitching whenever you're using, because you're essentially two people when you're fighting, so you could be just, like, hacking and slashing away at orcs, and then you just switch for a brief moment, and you just, like, take one of them out with, like,
a bow.
Another person takes them out with the bow, while the current person is still hacking away. It's really, really sick, actually.
Nice.
But, yeah, good shout.
Good shout.
Put that up on our wall of bows.
I would love to get a bow and arrow for the wall.
You should make one. You should make an XI game in bow and arrow.
A really cool one, like for the wall. Well, this
I have made a bow and arrow before.
You have? It's awesome.
I want to make that. We should make one.
Yeah.
We should go to the forest, Chris. We should
whittle down a.
We should, yeah, branch. Pick our tree, we'll cut it down, and we'll it's forge like a bow.
Yeah.
It's like what?
Like Wonder Bat. Homer's Wonder
Bat. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We'll forge it out of a tree.
Excellent. Anything else you want to mention?
Not really. I'm nearly finished first season of Lost on the rewatch. Could have watched Exodus Part 3, which is the final episode, last night, but I just was so tired after.
Is there 42 episodes in that first season?
No. It's 25.
42 survivors.
Yeah. The numbers you're trying.
Yeah.
But there's 120-something episodes, Chris.
That's crazy.
Remember we said...
Yeah, we were trying to work it out.
120 episodes of Lost. Incredible.
Yeah.
And I'm only 24 episodes in, so... Got a lot of way to go.
Good. I'm going to continue to watch Parks and Rec. Play some Minecraft this weekend. Enjoy it. Hopefully enjoy this good weather. Now, I say good weather. It's yet to brighten up today.
It's not raining, Chris.
It's going to brust. It's still early days.
It's
going to brust.
What's that mean?
Like, it's going to brighten.
I've never really heard that. I like that, though. Yeah. Hopefully it will.
100%. Here,
as long as it doesn't rain. I'm pretty sweet.
The day you see this podcast go up should be Monday the... I don't know, 21st?
Yep.
Monday the 21st of May. We hope you all have a fine week.
A damn fine week.
Be safe. Be seen at Halloween. That's important too.
Be safe, be seen, yeah.
I don't think I have to add anything else to this podcast.
No, I think that was a conclusive statement.
A definitive edition finish.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you Ratchet and Clank when we leave here.
Yeah, okay.
That's what's going to happen.
And Doom.
And hopefully by the next podcast, you'll have played a little bit of it.
Okay.
Which the next podcast going up will go up on your birthday, is that right?
20th, yeah.
Yeah, excellent.
It'll be Monday. Great. Bank holiday Monday.
Great, now we've got to do something for your birthday.
Ah, fuck.
Jesus Christ.
It'll be episode 49 as well.
Yeah. Nothing really special about that one.
Fuck. Tell you what I want to do, though. If I'm going to get the PlayStation going to play at Ratchet & Clank, I might go back to God of War, turn down the difficulty, and go after them Valkyries.
I think that even turning down the difficulty, they're still going to be next to impossible.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't want to even... The thought of doing it on the hardest difficulty is just like... There's nothing there for me.
No.
You know, a bit of a challenge on
turn
the difficulty
down
difficulty.
To the mid difficulty. Go after the Valkyrie, see what can be done.
That's it.
It's gonna be a while before I do that, but it is something I'd like to do.
I think I'll do that. If I play it this weekend, I'll jump back into it. And start
I'm looking forward
that.
To getting my Norse mythology book, and then maybe after I read a bit of it, I'll have get more inspired. Of a heat to get back into it. But for the meantime, there's a Norse mythology skin on Minecraft. There's also a Fallout 4 one, and it's friggin' awesome. I was walking around Sanctuary. In Minecraft. It's brilliant.
Fucking excellent.
But yeah, I think that pretty much. I'm off today that we record this day. I'm off tomorrow. I've got a couple of beers waiting for me at the house. I'm going to go home now. I'm going to get you some Doom. I'm going to chill. Might go grab a mega box later.
Don't talk.
Got chills.
I'll be getting food now soon.
Probably
as well.
Sync this That'll up actually as soon as I can and get that over and done.
Sinker.
Sync it up Swim. Today, edit it tomorrow, upload it Sunday. So that
Perfect.
There's no qualms about
it's coming
this
up. It'll be there Monday.
It's there Monday.
For
it's
sure.
Monday. So
for
if you
sure.
see this.
We well should have done. A video up today, which will be 3 days ago if you're listening to this now.
Getting ready for the royal wedding tomorrow.
Big time.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
100%.
Have you got the bunting up and.
I've got my dress.
Oh, you're going?
Yeah, of
oh,
course.
Sweet. Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was only me.
No, God, no.
That's good fun.
I'll see you there.
For sure. For
yeah,
sure.
We'll see you all there. I think that'll do it for this week's podcast.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for being a part of it. This has been episode 48. We'll see you all in good spirits next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.